You might say, Brother Bram, what are you doing? Just getting myself yielded. Now that's, I'm just standing here. This is not a show now. No, sir. But you think that you'd be on bad ground. It's trying to press into somewhere. God's word's at stake. I said that He was. What if it isn't? He always will keep His word. I'm not afraid of that. Someone, somewhere, will strike that hem of His garment. The Bible said He is now, right now, a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You're looking at me so sincere, lady. Thing of that blue dress on. I don't know you, I don't believe. But I can't seem to get a contact anywhere for someone's faith. Maybe it would help. You have a need of God? If I'm a stranger, you raise up your hand. I don't know you, but you know me, all right? I have no idea what you're here for. I've never seen you in my life as a Noah. You've probably been in my meeting somewhere. If the Lord Jesus will tell me what your trouble is, you believe it? You have to believe it if it's the truth. And maybe that'll give faith to others to go on. I don't know. I just seen you sitting there looking at me. You just haven't hardly taken your eyes from me. You're close. This woman sitting in the front here, I know her. These people here, I know. I didn't think I knew you. I don't. But He does. And if you have a need, just like you've been standing on a platform. Yes? Now, if anyone can see, I hope you can. It looks to me that the woman is getting real dim. But she's something or other wrong. She has a skin disease. That's right. Raise up your hand if that's true. On her body that doesn't show, but she has. That's correct. See, just the contact. He said, look on us and while they look steadfast on us. Paul said, I perceive that you have faith to be here. How about the little lady sitting next to you? It kind of broke through a barrier to her because she was praying also. I don't know you. We're strangers to one another. That's right. If the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what your trouble is or what you're here for or something in your life that you know I do not know, will you believe that it's that power, unseen force, comes from Christ? I want to ask you something. Right now, you have a feeling on you, real sweet, meek, humble feeling. If that's right, raise your hand. Right above you stands that light. And you're suffering with trouble from your feet and legs. That's right, isn't it? Wave that handkerchief to the people if that's right so they'll see. I don't think you'll ever be bothered with it again. That's... what's doing that? There's people I've never seen in my life. What's doing? That's two. There's a young man sitting right next to the woman right there now. And he started weeping as soon as that struck. It's something or another about that woman. No, it's the young man himself. He's bothered with his throat and head. Right. I believe you're a stranger to me, young man. I've never seen you. That's right. That's right. That's right. Raise up your hand. There's three people sitting in a row. I've never seen no contact in my life to those people. Will you believe? Somebody in this direction now is in here. How many sick and needy in this direction? Raise your hand. Everyone in this direction is needy. Oh, it's just everywhere. I just keep believing. man sitting and looking at me, you must find Christ or die. Cancer would kill you. God's a healer. This elderly lady sitting here, right here on the seat, she suffers with a stomach trouble, and arthritis. That's correctly. You believe it's done? You're looking around at her. You believe? You have a need of Christ? You believe me to be His servant? That growth that you want taken away? You believe God to do it? I don't see the growth, but it's there. It's on your neck, in the back. Maybe if I tell you your name is Miss Welch, would you believe me then? Is it? That's right, isn't it? I never seen you in my life, you know. You have faith in God. There's a death sign with a little woman sitting there, cancer also. You believe, lady, that God will make you well? You do? Suffering with cancer, it's a black shadow hanging over you. I'll tell you now, it's gone. If you believe. I don't know the woman. I've never seen her in my life. I don't know any of these people as far as I know. Will you believe? A man. I don't guess I ever seen him before in my life. He suffers with a hernia. You believe the Lord will heal you, sir, that hernia? Make you well? Your wife has a nervous and a weakness. Reverend Reed. That's your name. I don't know you. You're not from this country anyhow. You're Mohan. That's correct. That's right. Raise up. It's all over now. You and your wife both. Believe with all your heart. Can you now believe? Way back down this line, back towards this way. Can't you see that light hanging right there? It's a woman suffering with a virus infection right down on this line here. You're not from this city. You're from a place called Columbus, Indiana. Your name is Elizabeth. You live on a street called Ohio Street. Your number is 1932 Ohio Street. Go believe, it's left you now. Have faith. And now that spirit moves. It goes this way over here to a man. There's some connection. No, he's from Columbus. And he suffers with an eye condition and an ulcer. You believe the Lord Jesus to heal you, sir? Make you well? And your little nephew sitting in front of you there, your sister's child. It had some kind of a bone disease. And it won't eat now. It makes kind of like a complex to it. If you believe with all your heart, you may be made well. Amen. Have faith in God. How many of you believe now? I see another shadow of cancer sitting there. If you believe with all your heart, sister, it shall be done. Is your faith past that doubting line now? How many believes your faith surpassed the doubting line? Raise up your hand. Then what's left but run free? It's all over. These little girls sitting here in the chair. I know you. I didn't know you from last night, but I do know you now. I learned of you today from my wife. Your mother's name was Falkerson before she was married. And that's a disease that nobody knows nothing about it. Your fingers just get infection and you get blood disease-like or something in your hands, and the first thing you know, fingers come off and so forth, both you little girls. You're two beautiful little ladies. I know your mother. Your grandmother was healed one night when I went to her 20-something years ago with TB. That's right, Mrs. Falkerson. God rebuked that devil. That's hindering you beautiful little girls. May the power that raised Jesus from the grave cast that thing away. Never bother you no more. I say that on the authority of God's word. You have to get angry with the devil. God gives us the victory. We got it right now. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even your faith. All of you that believe that you're healed by His power, stand up on your feet and give Him praise. Everywhere in the building. Raise your hands and let's praise Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing power. This is the faith that overcomes. This is the victory. Even our faith, we now pronounce them healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant it, Lord. I will praise you, Bertie. I will praise you. Have you passed the barrier line? Praise the Lamb for sinners. The devil defeat this type of a need. There's no reason for it. The gospel has been preached and Christ is here to confirm it. The devil's a liar. You're everyone healed by Jesus Christ. Press out with that faith there. There it is. It's yours. Don't float any longer. Be stable on Calvary and give Him praise and glory. Tell Him you love Him. Tell Him you appreciate Him. And cast that separating line. And God will heal you and make you well. Really need it. Don't just say it. Need it from your heart and give Him praise.
Oh.
of you feel the presence of God right now? Sure. Whatever doubt faith runs, you are healed. By His stripes, you are healed. It's over. Praise and giving glory. The Holy Spirit falling all around in the building. The great halo of light circling the place. How wonderful. How we love Him. And when the battle's over, oh, swear a sound. Like the Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost, that cut loose the fetters. I just happened to notice standing here in the meeting is a Mennonite brother. At Indianapolis, he'd come in and been having epilepsy for many, many years. And the Holy Spirit called him out in the meeting, I believe it was. And he's never had a spell of it. The Lord God healed him and made him perfect. Well, a Mennonite preacher. Isn't he wonderful? No one knows that those who have tasted his goodness knows how good he is. Now, friends, in my opinion, this is the old-time religion. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes into our midst and blesses us, we're so happy you're here. I believe that every person that's in divine presence is right now, if your faith has sunk all the doubts behind, you're free now. Just don't never claim any sickness from now on. Go on. You committed your case to one doctor, committed to Jesus. Now, He's operated on you, taking all the doubt away. No, He didn't have it. The Lord bless you. Be just as reverent. Now it's early yet. It's 10 minutes till 9. The service will be out another half hour. So this is the closing of the service. And so now be real reverent. Be real quiet. Don't move around. And how many in here does not have a prayer card and yet you want to be prayed for? Raise up your hand. Well, they're just everywhere. Now, if you don't have a prayer card, I want to give you some scripture. One time our Lord was going over to raise up a little dead girl, which wasn't dead yet, as Zacchaeus' daughter. And a woman said in her heart, I believe him to be a holy man. I believe him to be the Messiah. And she'd had a blood issue for many years. And she slipped through the crowd and touched his garment. Ever read the story? And Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? And Peter rebuked him and said, well, all of them is touching you. And why do you say, who touched me? He said, I have gotten weak. Virtue, strength has gone from me. See what it does to you? Vision. I have gotten weak. Strength has gone from me. And he looked around over the audience until he found the woman. She was scared. She thought she'd done something wrong. But
He looked at her and he told her about her blood issue and said, "Thy faith has saved thee." How many knows that's the truth? Now to you Bible scholars, does the Bible say that Jesus Christ right now is a high priest, our high priest, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? How many knows that? Well, if he is a high priest now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, how would he act if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? He'd have to act the same way he did then. Is that right? Well, now, he hasn't got a carnal body now, for he is at the right hand of God. But he has our bodies that he works through, and it's his spirit working through us, like he said it was. I'll be with you in you. The works that I do shall you also. More than this shall you do, more. For I go to the Father. He'd stand in our place, see? But he would anoint us with the Spirit. Now, you out there in the audience, you just look this away, and just don't look at me as Brother Branham. You just say, "Lord Jesus, you're a high priest, and you're in this building. And I want to touch you with my infirmities, telling you I'm sick. And you confirm it with me. And just let Brother Branham turn around like by your Spirit and tell me like you told that woman. That'll settle it. I challenge your faith in the name of the Lord to do that. Now see if it's right or not. You ask God that and see if it comes out just that way. Now be just real reverent. Now you can bring your patient through, or is this the man, all right? First thing in the line, this part of the line, there's a lot of people in here. We tried to keep the people away, the Jeffersonville people, just let the out-of-town people are pressing to get in. Because in this kind of a line, if the person was from here around Jeffersonville, they'd say, "Well, Brother Branham knows them people." Sure, that's what it is. But, of course, they've never been in Africa, India, Asia, Europe, and all around the world and other places. But I don't know that I believe all these people in this line here now looks to me like they're strangers to me. Are you all strangers to me? Just raise up your hands if you are, all right? That's good. How many out in the audience is strangers to me? Or you know I don't know what's wrong with you. Just anybody, no matter who it is.
Sure he does.
But he does. Now, I don't say that he will, but if he will, then that makes him present right here. Now, this man here, I believe, raised his hand that he and I were strangers to each other. We are strangers. I've never seen the man in my life.
I
have.
You.
He never saw me in his life until just now. We come into the building. We've seen each other now for our first time. Now, here is a perfect picture of Philip going, getting Nathaniel, and Nathaniel coming before Jesus. Now, not that he's Nathaniel or me, Jesus. Now, don't think that. But it's years later by a promise that was made then. And here's two men that's never met in life just like them two men were then. And if Jesus remains the same, he can yield his spirit to faith, and I can yield my spirit to faith, to Christ, by a divine gift of the Holy Ghost that can perform the same miracle. Is that right? And it's supernatural. Say a miracle, well, how would I know it? If I've never seen, here's my hand. We've never met before. Here we stand for the first time. God knows him. I don't. Now, remember, be praying for me. Now, sometimes in these times the Spirit anoints has been doing it so much now, so it's kind of a, well, I just want you to sit still. Be real reverent. Watch. Be in prayer. Now, I just want you, sir, not knowing you, but you're here for some reason. I don't know. But whatever it is, and the Lord Jesus will tell me what you want of him without you telling me. That would make him just what I said he was. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that?
All right.
He believes that. And now, the audience believes that. And the Lord has said he would do it in his Bible. Now, here's where I'm found either telling the truth with God's Bible, or the Bible's promised something that it can't stand behind, or I'm a hypocrite. One or the other. See? That's right. See where you put yourself? I did that before many, many thousands of people, critics and all. But I know that he promises, and he keeps his promise. Now, see, it begins right here now. See people around you on the platforms and outside meeting. You never have nobody around. See, there's sick people here. Just as soon as it starts, you can feel it. It's the Holy Spirit. Be real, Reverend. Now, just reverent now as we can speak. Yes, sir. The Lord Jesus loves both of us, for we are two men for which He died for. In our first time meeting, and if you're in need, God is able to supply that need, because He promised He would. But now the man, if honest in his heart, he's aware that something's going on. He can't just exactly think what it is. But that angel that you see on the picture is coming nearer and nearer to the man. And he's fading away from him. And the man is suffering with a heart trouble. And he has diabetes. That's right. That's thus saith the Spirit. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now, if I never seen you, how would I know anything about you? Some way, the same way you know there. Is that right?
That's right.
Does the audience believe that? Now, why not just take your time just a little bit so that you see that it just wasn't a guess something. Let's take something else and just see if the Holy Spirit would reveal something else to us. Let's just talk to the man standing there just a minute. Maybe there's something else in his life. Maybe something else wrong with him. I don't know. I really don't know what I'm saying. I'd have to see it on the recorder here. Because see, it's a vision. You see where he was at. Yes, I see it now. It's something about his blood. It's sugar. Yes, diabetes. He's got sugar diabetes. And it's developed to a heart trouble, which is called a nervous heart. He's had that for some time. And he's not from this city, but he's from Indiana. From a place near a place called like Borden. Yeah, I see Borden. You're from Borden. That's thus saith the Lord. And there's something wrong in your life. Here's another thing. I see a woman appearing here in the vision because it's your wife. And she needs some healing. And she suffers with some kind of a coughing. It's asthmatic. She has. And you have something wrong in your life that you've been trying to do. By faith, you're Pentecostal. Because you see at a Pentecostal meeting where they're shouting and clapping their hands. And you're trying to lay down. You smoke. That's what you're trying to get rid of, smoking cigarettes. Exactly right. That's thus saith the Lord. That's the truth, isn't it? Do you believe He is here now present? Are you ready to accept your healing? Let's bow our heads. Lord God, who raised up Jesus Christ, who is present now. This man, Lord, who is here for the blessings of God to rest upon him, we pray that you will give him the desire of his heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Return to your home. Find it just as you have believed. That's where it's going to be. God bless you. Do you believe? The Almighty God, who wrote this Bible, whose Spirit is present, know that I've never seen the man in my life knowingly. So this very minute. But I know one thing. The Holy Spirit is right here. Amen. I don't know what He'll do, but I know that He is here. Is this the lady? All right. Are we strangers to each other?
Well,
yeah. You saw me at meetings, but I don't know you. That's right. All right? Then you're here for some purpose. Now, the woman might be here. She may be a Christian. She may not. She may be a critic. If she is, just watch what happens. And I don't know what she's for. My mother's sitting somewhere in the building, an aged woman. But you think I'd try to harm that poor thing? You think I'd come to her as a deceiver? I certainly wouldn't. I'd rather just walk off the platform and go home. I done preached the message. But that's not all goes with the message. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't care what the world says about it. We got to stand for it anyhow. God said, do it.
Amen.
Not knowing you, and of course you sitting in a meeting perhaps where there's hundreds and hundreds of people, I'd have no way of knowing you. But here's a picture now of St. John 4, a man and a woman meeting for the first time. Our Lord and the woman of Samaria meeting again. Now, they talk. He contacted her spirit, noted what was wrong with her, and told her, and she recognized him to be the Messiah. Would you do the same thing?
You would.
Will the audience do the same thing, every woman out there?
May God grant it. Yes, the woman is suffering with a nervous condition. She's had that for a long time, many years back. You can see her yet as a young woman. But that's not the main thing she wants me to pray for. It's arthritis that's crippled her up. That's what she wants me to pray for. Now, do you believe? Let's talk to her a little more. May the Holy Ghost grant us. The woman is actually of a foreign ascent. Her name's Hansen. That's true. Norwegian or Swedish one. You're not from the city. You're from a place called Kenton. And that's in a great country where there's a lot of wheat. It's Minnesota. That's where you're from. That's true. Now go back home, you're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. Tell the people what good things the Lord has done for you. I do suppose that we are strangers to one another. I don't know you. No, ma'am. But the Lord does know you. You're here for some purpose. I do not know. But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're here for, you'll know where that's the truth. If I come here and said, you're sick, woman, sure, you stand in the prayer line. That shows you. Your examination shows that you got something wrong with the liver. He said it was cirrhosis. That's right. Let's talk to her, ma'am. Just do you believe that the Lord Jesus that talked to the woman at the well is the same Jesus today? You do? They seem to have a fine spirit. You're not from here. You come from the east. Mohai. That's right. They know how to come here. That's right. I see if you're praying for somebody else. That's a boy. He's got heart trouble. He has ulcers also, a nervous type of boy. That's right. And you're praying for his soul because he's unsaved. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true, isn't it? You're healed. Go on back. Tell me if they have a good courage. Jesus Christ. Not knowing you, lady. Not knowing you. God does know you. If God will tell me what's your trouble, you believe me to be his servant? Just vindicating him. See, what I want to do is get these people to come up the prayer line to see that he's here.
Amen.
Something happened in the meeting. There's two women standing there with both glasses. Somebody touched him with the feeling of their infirmity.
Hallelujah.
If I could just see the woman, what? Your ear trouble. It's gone now. Look at the lady, how much she looks like this one.
Amen.
They were standing there and I could see them, but one was doing this, and there was nothing to this one. The reason of it is this woman's standing for somebody else. That's right. And that woman's your neighbor. And she's got arthritis. And you're standing for her. And I see you praying for her. Because she's not saved. And you're praying for her. That's a gallant thing. Put that handkerchief on her that you have in your hand. Tell her not to doubt and to surrender her life to Christ and her arthritis to leave her.
Hallelujah.
Weeping for her, sister.
Hallelujah.
You believe God? You believe me to be his servant? You believe God can tell me what you're weeping about and what your desire is? Do you believe that? Raise up your hand. You believe that rupture leaving? If you'll believe it, it'll go.
Yeah. Praise God.
Just have faith. Just don't doubt. How do you do? Yes, we're strangers to one another. The Lord Jesus knows us both. You're a mighty young woman. But you're not here for yourself. I see a hospital coming up, a bed that your mother, you're praying for. And she's shattered of death. She's suffering with gallbladder tumors, that she's got cancer too, a black shadow of cancer. Take that handkerchief in which you're weeping over, lay it upon her, and call on the name of the Lord, and don't doubt. If you won't doubt, God will bring her out of there and make her well. Don't doubt. Now go in the name of the Lord and believe. Are you convinced that Christ lives? Something right. Oh, it's the woman sitting right back behind there in that seat. She suffers with headaches, and she's been praying to the Lord there trying to take care of that child. He heard you, sister. It's all over now. Just stand up to your feet to give God praise for it, baby. Just give God praise for it.
Oh, hallelujah.
See? What did she touch? She never touched me. But she touched that high priest. I don't know the woman. I've never seen her in my life. But God healed her just then. Does that make Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? Sure it does. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. It hits the audience. Somebody praying. It depends on where the strength is predominant, where the spirit. I can only follow and say as he says, I don't know. What's a woman putting on her glasses from weeping? The reason she was weeping because the spirit's on her, there it is. That intestinal trouble that you've been suffering with, have faith. It'll leave you and never return. I don't know the woman. I've never seen her. She never touched me. She touched the high priest.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
If thou canst believe.
Praise God.
It struck another woman. I want anybody that wants to, looky here. Look at the woman weeping. Look at the other woman sitting normal. Look at the other woman next to her weeping.
Yes.
She had heart trouble. The little lady sitting right there looking at me with your frown. That's right. You had heart trouble, didn't you? It's gone from you. Your faith struck fire with God and you touched him.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, this is wonderful. That lady sitting right there with her head down praying, gray-headed woman, stranger to me sitting there. Yes, you turned around and looked at her. She's got gallbladder trouble. She's been praying for God to take it away from her. And you was praying then, Lord, let him call me. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. How do I know your prayer? It's gone from you. Your faith has healed you. Go home and be well.
Amen.
You believe? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. But you have to believe. Still moves in that district of that setting in there. right here, second from the end, high blood pressure. If you believe with all your heart, sister, it's over. Do you believe God? Take him at his word. All right, raise your hand up. That's what she's praying for. Lord, let him call me next to this high blood pressure. I'm a stranger to you. If that's right, wave your hand. All right, it's gone from you. Go home and be well.
Amen.
You see what it is? It's faith if you can believe it.
Amen.
Do you believe? See, those people out there, no prayer cards or nothing. Are you ready to believe? Is that the way the Lord Jesus did when he was on earth? Here, is this one man come? All right. You don't know what that does to you all. To the brand tabernacle. I look here on top of the hand, see? You know I don't get like that. What is the Spirit of the Lord? It's anointing. Many people don't understand what anointing means. They think it means to shout. That's joy. Power comes solemn. That's the joy of the Lord. This is the power of the Lord. Healing, making well. Look what he'd done to the little girl sitting the other night, crippled up. To the blind man, to the others, throughout everywhere. How do you do, sir? I suppose we're strangers to each other. We don't know each other. I don't know you. You don't know me. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right, our first time meeting. Reverend now. Here's a man, and he and I, much younger than I, with our hands up to each other before God, that this is our first time meeting. Jesus knows the man. And there must be something wrong. He's standing there. I don't know. But if I've told the truth, which God has confirmed by many witnesses, that I've told you the truth, that by his stripes you were healed. It's a past tense. You've got to get that rugged faith to climb above these things. Look at the cancer disappearing here tonight. Now you just watch the testimonies come in from it. And black shadows for death. Your lovely doctor might try to all he could do to save your life. But when God says anything, that's it. It wasn't me. I have nothing to do with it. Now there's about 200 here to be prayed for. I want to rest just a minute now. Then we'll just start praying for the people. Praying them up. Not run them through a line, but stand here praying for them. I want to pray for everybody that wants to be prayed for. But through the audience, those on the platform, I want you to recognize that Jesus Christ is here.
Amen.
Are you all aware of that? Everyone's aware of that. Now, that it might be settled forever in your mind. This man and I here with our hands up to God, our first time meeting. If he will speak the secret of his heart, just like he did to the woman at the well, or to Philip, or down through anywhere down through his ministry, if he'll do that, will it confirm to you all that it's absolutely him, the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Will it to you, sir?
Yes.
I have no way, no idea what your trouble is. I don't know whether you're a sinner or a Christian. I could not tell you. He does. God does. But I can't tell you. But if he does tell me, but you are a Christian. Because as soon as your spirit catches the anointing of this spirit that's on me, it welcomes it. So I know you are a Christian. And you're under a deep shadow. It's something wrong with the blood. And you've been to doctors. And they want to perform an operation. And that operation is, I hear them, in two doctors consulting each other, and they want to take out an organ out of your body, which is called a spleen. That's right. And you're not from this city, but you're from a great city where there's a great institution of some kind of religion. It's Wheaton. And your name is Carl Rhodes. Rhodes, somebody Carl Rhodes. All right, sir, if you will believe with all your heart, You can return to your home and God will spare your life. Do you believe it?
I believe.
Let us pray.
Lord Jesus, I now cast away this evil from our brother. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may he live to the glory of God. Amen. God bless you, brother. On your road rejoicing. How many believe that with all your heart? Now, is that all that's going to be prayed for? Right. Well, your back shall bless you while you're sitting there, so you can go on your road and rejoice if you want to. Well, I'm saying, thank the good Lord. You go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble left you coming in the line, so you can go have your way. All your heart. Your arthritis won't bother you if you believe it. Just go right on rejoicing and praising God. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? How many believes God? Now, I'm just going to step here.
Right at the end of the row there, sir. Looking at you with glasses. Suppose we're strangers to one another. God knows us both. But you're aware that there's some mysterious something going on. If you could see what I see right above you, is that light. If God will reveal to me, now you're in contact with Him, He'll have to use my voice and my eye. But you're in need of something. I don't know you. You know I don't know nothing about you. If that's right, raise up your hand, sir. But you realize you got a feeling on you, real sweet, humble-like feeling. Isn't that right? Right now. That's the angel of the Lord. It's right above you. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, just like He did to His Son, the Lord Jesus, and He came to sanctify my heart that He might live here to speak back to you, would you believe it's the same high priest that you touched? You're in contact with something. That's Him. Your trouble is in your lungs. That's right. Raise up your hand. It's so bad you can't work. That's right. Raise up your hand. I do not know you. How many believe now?
Amen.
Look here. You think I guessed that? The Spirit's still over the man. You believe the God of heaven knows you? You serve Him? I say you serve Him. You are a Christian. You come here for the purpose of being healed. You're going home well. Your name is Mr. Rainey. That's exactly right. Raise up your hand, that's you. You can return home. You're healed, sir. Your faith has made you well. God bless you. I've never seen the man in my life. Here's my hand. Perhaps our first time. It's God. Now, set still, everyone, be in prayer. You know that there's something here doing that. Now, the Pharisees said, he's the devil. Then they got his reward. Philip said, it's the Son of God. He got his reward.
Amen.
Whatever you think about it, that's up to you. You that's weeping there, you was aware that something struck you, wasn't you? But that's right, raise up your hand. The man that's weeping, sitting right here. We're strangers to one another. I do not know you, but God does know you. If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe with all your heart? If you will, wave your hand back and forth. All right? You suffer with stomach trouble. That's right. You believe God will heal you? All right, you do. You believe God knows who you are? If He'll tell me who you are, will it strengthen you? Keep your hand up if it do. Wave it back and forth. All right, it'll strengthen you. Mr. Fred Moore. That's exactly right. Go home, Mr. That ulcer in the duodenum of the stomach has left you. It's caused a nervous condition that did it. But Jesus Christ heals you when He touched you there. The lady sitting next to you there,
Oh, I know who that is. I know that woman. But her name is, I'm not mistaken, I believe it's Miss Green, isn't it? I can't call you Sister Green because I know you. But here, wait a minute. No, it's not for you. You're praying for somebody else. That's right. And that person is in a great country away from here where there's a lot of snow going on. It's Nebraska. It's a lady with cancer that you're praying for. If that's right, raise up your hands. A person with cancer that you're praying for in Nebraska. All right? God bless you. Have faith. Believe. The lady's sitting there wiping the tears from her eyes. She's a stranger to me. I do not know the lady. That's her husband sitting next to her, the big man. Being strangers. You believe that God hears prayer? You believe that this is the Spirit of God, lady? You're shattered with death, aren't you? The cancer. We're strangers. If that's right, wave your hand back. That's right. Never seen you in my life. You're not from this city. You're from across the river somewhere. That's right. Mrs. Sanders is the name. That's right. Hilda's the first name. That's exactly right. Stand up on your feet, lady, and accept your healing from Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Some of you all over in these rows here, believe on the Lord Jesus. You'll be made well. Now it's Him. Do you believe that it's Him?
Amen.
See, I do. If thou canst believe, it's up to you. You seem to be praying sitting right here, sir. You believe me to be His prophet? You believe that it would be Him? I'm a stranger to you. You're a stranger to me. This is our meeting time. But God knows both of us. You believe that? Those things are true. Raise up your hand. You believe you're going home without your back trouble? God's going to make you well? You do? Going back to Ohio. Hamilton. That's right. Your name is Mr. Burkhart. That's true.
Amen.
Jesus Christ has healed you now. You can go home and be well.
Amen.
Someone else believes. Oh, are you aware of His presence? Do you realize that something has to do that? That's exactly what the Bible said He did first and promised. He did it before the Jew, before the Samaritan, and promised to do it before the Gentiles.
Amen.
This is the hour. Not some historical God, but a God who keeps His promise that's living right now.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, the same one who heals the sick, the same way He did it, the same method, and promised it in the last days. This is Christmas again. This guiding light. What are you watching, Brother Bam? I'm watching Him. It's another world. It's another dimension, if you want to call it that. It's in the spirit world. I see a man real heavy-hearted. But I know him. Brother Funk, I didn't know it till just now. You're in trouble. Real dark shadow over your mother. You know I don't know that. It just come in. But your mother's had an operation with malignancy. Cancer. You're worried about her and you're praying. The God who restored your daddy to his right mind, give him back his health, can restore your mother?
Amen.
Not fear. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
There is over another person, but I know her. But she's praying for somebody else. Miss Argenbright, if you believe that that cancer will be healed, for another person, you believe. What about you? You believe, lady, you need to be His prophet, His servant? You're suffering with the same thing the woman did, a blood issue. Correct. You're not from this city. You're Mohawk also. And you've just been healed in one of the meetings of something yourself. You had cancer. You were shadowed by death, and it's gone now. That's right. You might know that I'll be his servant. The issue of blood is from your age. But you also have a rheumatism, or like an arthritis it is, when you're getting up, you're stiff in the morning. You have trouble with your throat also. You believe me to be his servant? You got someone else on your heart you're praying for. It's your daughter-in-law. She's got varicose veins. She's the mother of a big bunch of children, isn't she? That's exactly right. Your name is Miss Alice Thompson. That's exactly right. Return and receive what you've asked for, so shall she be healed. Because you have believed on the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, if we're strangers to one another, wave your hand back and forth like this. I don't know you, know nothing about you. Amen. I challenge your faith. I challenge any person in here in the name of Jesus Christ who believes his presence. Amen. I don't care what's wrong with you. If you believe it, remember, this is the last thing that he'll do before his coming. You remember what he said, as it was in the days of Sodom and in Gomorrah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. What was the message? There the three angels went down. Two of them, Abinadab and Jashub, went down into Sodom and preached just the message of gospel deliverance to the people. But one angel stayed behind with the elected, Abraham and his group. And the angel had his back turned to the tent, and Sarah laughed inside the tent. And the angel said, why did Sarah laugh? How did he know she laughed in the tent behind him? That was the last message that Sodom had before the destruction. And here is the last sign that God will show before annihilation. Receive it, believe it, and be saved. Let's bow our heads just a moment. Are you aware of his presence? Do you want him now? After I preached the gospel to you, and you have heard his message, then you see him come down and speak himself. A man can say anything, but unless God speaks and confirms that, it is no good. But when he comes, God, and makes the message real and living again, then it's God. If you want to accept him now in full surrender of your life, will you raise your hands just a moment? I'll raise my hands. I now surrender my all to him. God bless you. God bless you. All that's needy for prayer, for healing, I believe that every one of you will be healed. Let us pray for the sick. Lord, that none might be left out, that all might receive. We are aware, Lord, as I'm standing here weak and trembling, you are here. It's beyond any shadow of doubt. The people become stricken with the awness of God's holy presence.
Amen. Yes.
Another Christmas.
Thank you, Jesus.
The same supernatural light shining. It's led many from different walks of life. They have heard your word read and preached, and now see you come and confirm the word.
Amen.
The Bible said the disciples returned and preach the word everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word.
Amen.
With signs following. The last things that was written in the scriptures outside the revelation. Now we see it again. It's near the coming, Lord. Be merciful. Heal all the sick that's here this morning.
Amen.
Thy spirit is right. It's powerful. And it's here. And there's many here, Lord, who are people of the tabernacle, who come here. Thou hast been merciful to them to call them. And yet, Lord, it's over the whole audience just now. The great Shekinah glory, the great power of the resurrected Christ, the rainbow of many colors, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the morning star, the rose of Sharon, is present. Heal, Lord. We pronounce them to be well. Through thy grace, give them faith to believe it, Lord, and accept it just now for the glory of God. May every sick person be healed. And every person that's wrong, lived unwrong to their companions, may they be forgiven. Every person that smokes or drinks, may they be forgiven. May their sins be under the blood by the omnipresent God, who's here now, probably the closest they ever was to Him in all their life. Grant now that this will be received. Hear us, Lord, O God, our great King, as we call on Thy name in this Yuletide season, not of Santa Claus, but of Jesus that is raised from the dead and is a living, showing Himself among His people. O Lord, Thou art God and God alone, and there's no other but Thee.
Amen.
And we thank Thee that we have the privilege of sitting in His presence in this little humble place. He humbled Himself and come among us.
Amen.
We are so happy for this. Blessed be His holy name.
Amen.
We give Him praise from morning until night and all through the night season. Our hearts sing the songs and the praises of Jehovah. Thanks be to Him forever and ever. Take these Thy children, Lord, into Thy wings. Hover them as the hen doves its brood. Lead them into deeper life, into happier life, and to more fuller life. Give them the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Regenerate their souls, Lord, into new creatures in Christ, that You might live and dwell in them and work through them as Your disciples. Grant it, Lord, for we are believing it soon. The sky shall break and our Lord shall come, and we shall see Him who we love. We thank Thee for this, through Jesus our Lord. Now with our heads bowed, I turn the service to the pastor.
Amen.